The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called for boosting the country's might in the face of arrogant powers' hostile acts. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says arrogant powers are trying to undermine Iran's power. Therefore, the nation must increasingly strengthen its might. The leader says such hostility towards the country is because of Iran's influence in the region. Ayatollah Khamenei also says global arrogance is opposed to any anti-tyranny and anti-discrimination thought. He has called the Iranian nation to remain vigilant, saying people's huge turnout in support of the Islamic Revolution is indicative of its power. For more on the story, we go live to London to talk to Muhammad Ali Carter, journalist and political commentator. Mr. Carter, thank you so much for being with us. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called for boosting the country's might in the face of the arrogant powers' hostile acts, to be exact, in his words. What do you think of this remark by Ayatollah Khamenei, especially considering what we're seeing going on in the region, the conflicts in Iran's neighboring countries?
No, it's very, very true what he's been saying, and that's the real problem. The fact that the Western powers who are heavily involved in the Middle East, such as the United States and, of course, Great Britain, where I am, you know, we're neck deep in the region, but we make so many mistakes, which are costly because they cost human lives. Now, his comments are particularly interesting because they come at a time when the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, actually visited the Gulf very recently, and she said some very bizarre comments in regards to confronting Iran in the Persian Gulf, which is very, very strange. I mean, the fact that she would go to the Gulf, which is already, you know, a part of the world which is suffering from many problems and conflicts, and then she feels the need to go there and make them even worse with, quite frankly, very pointless and very bizarre comments aimed at Iran very specifically. And, you know, this really raises the questions as to what exactly is the motive of our Prime Minister in regards to that. Now, of course, he is speaking from a great deal of experience. Iran is a Middle Eastern superpower and, of course, is very heavily involved in everything going on in the region, as it should do. But the fact is that countries from the West, which as well like to get involved in that region very, very deeply, they refuse to listen to local powers like Iran. Iran has a lot of intelligence. It's a very clever and stable country in the region, which is full of instability. But yet Western powers refuse to listen and would rather spend their time, you know, throwing insults and, you know, very bizarre anti-Iran rhetorics, you know, in the Gulf region, which is very bizarre.
Mr. Carter, another thought-provoking remark by the leader of the Iran's Islamic Revolution is that, as you also pointed to, the Western hostility towards Iran is due to our country's influence in the region, and also the reason the global arrogance is opposed to is to anti-tyranny and anti-discrimination. Do you think, given what all these facts on the ground, it's wise to Iran to work and strengthen its defensive might?
Well, Iran has a right to defend itself. The fact is, it's surrounded by potential threats. Iraq and Afghanistan are completely insecure and are full of terrorism. And that is really to, you know, you can only blame the West for that. The Iraq invasion was a complete disaster, and you now have Daesh and other terror groups operating in that country. Then in Afghanistan as well, you have the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and all sorts of other very similar terrorist organizations, again, as a result of America's foreign policy. And so Iran has every right to defend itself. You know, it's surrounded by threats, more so than America is. America is, you know, getting involved in conflicts which are thousands of miles away from their actual home. Iran, it's not the same case. Now, Iran, of course, you know, like I said, is a country which is one of the only stable countries in the region. It has a lot of very important intelligence of what's going on there. And the fact is, they know the region and they know what's going on and they know what the problems are. But yet, the West continues to see Iran as this evil enemy, which it's not, when they should actually be speaking and communicating to the Iranians more and trying to understand how to fix the problems of the region. You know, the Iranian regime, whatever you want to say about them, they know the region, they know what the problems is, and they've proven that their strategy of countering terrorism in the region and countering sectarianism and the problems going on in the region are successful. And they, you know, if you compare it to the Saudi organized coalition against terrorism, which they organized over a year ago, they've achieved very little apart from bombing Yemen to buggery. But you see the Iranians, they're helping the Iraqis to defeat Daesh. They're helping the Afghanistan government to defeat the Taliban there as well. And they're involved, every country they're involved in, they're working to encourage security and to help defeat sectarianism and you know, the narratives that are plaguing the region.
Thank you so much, Mohammed Ali Carter, journalist and political commentator, talking to us live out of London. Thanks for being with Press TV.